Park City has 7 general obligation bonds that total nearly $59 million to be paid off in the next 15 years. Now the city is considering putting another $50 million bond before the community to approve in November to purchase the density of the Treasure Hill development. The state of Utah limits the amount of debt a city can have. That limit is based on how much property tax a city collects each year. Park City has a debt limit of $312 million, but it currently has about $59 million in debt in outstanding bonds. That means the city could legally acquire another $253 million more in debt. City Council puts bond proposals on the ballot. It's up to the voters to approve them. And Mayor Andy Bierman says, thanks to the resort community and second homeowners, Park City has one of the largest economies and property values in the state.
Our bond rating is AAA, which is as high as you can possibly get. And financially, we are very healthy and we are spending within our means. But the elegance of this is it's a choice for our residents. They can decide if they want to spend this money or not. And when Nate rattles off the $60 million some dollars in these general obligation bonds, those are all ones that the public voted for through walkability or open space. It was a quality of life issue they chose to support. And whenever we do that in this community, we get great leverage out of that because of our second homes and our businesses. So essentially, Treasure Hill is going to be the cost of $8.5 million to our full-time residents, and the rest will be paid for by our second homes and our businesses.
The AAA rating is a new rating the city received with the Bonanza Flat bond purchase, so it's fairly new. In order to keep the rating, capital budget debt and grants manager Nate Rockwood says the city has to do a few things.
A big part of that is the financial management of the city. Another part is the debt to taxable value ratio, which is so high based on the value of the city. And then another portion of that is the voter approval. So when you get a bond approved by 70%, that shows a clear direction of the community and a support of issuing those bonds.
The city doesn't bond or take on debt without having dedicated funding sources. Bierman says it's a proven strategy.
Let's say it's sales tax. We'll only bond to 60 or 70% what we project that sales tax to be. So we could go into a fairly serious recession and not fall behind. And we tested that. We actually tested that decade ago when we had the last recession, and the city remained in healthy financial position.
In spite of the excitement about the opportunity to purchase the Treasure Hill density, bond fatigue has been mentioned on several occasions, and Bierman says he's heard from people as well that maybe the city is spending too much money.
There's a better way to look at this. The question for me is, first of all, can we afford it? Secondly, is it good value? And third, does it fit in with our community values? And I think the purchases we've been making tick all those things. We can afford them, and in fact, they drive our economy, which helps us generate more money generally. So it's not only a better place to live, but it creates a healthier economy. Most of what we do is strongly vetted, and we get good value on that, and the public has lots of opportunities to weigh in if they believe not. And is it aligned with our core values of our community? And I believe all of our major purchases are. And again, we ultimately put it back to the public where they can choose whether they want to vote for it and they agree with us.
Bierman says the response has been overwhelmingly positive. Putting it before the people in the form of a bond is a clear way to measure exactly what the community wants. To bring down the price tag of the bond, the city is canceling the Brewpub project and continues to look at other ways to make that happen. Even so, he says they're doing so cautiously.
Additional cuts is something that we're going to have to review. And I think it's not something we're going to rush to an answer to the public, because we will probably wait and throw some ideas out there, but wait till our budget process, because we'd like the public feedback. If we start cutting out amenities that we've been talking about for years, there are going to be people that are disappointed with that. So we have to be very careful what we do, or if we back off services, that also has an impact to our community.
Bierman and Rockwood agree that Park City residents have many benefits they wouldn't otherwise have if not for being a popular resort town and the number of second homeowners, since Parkites only pay 15 cents on the dollar. In regard to people who say, sounds good, but I'm tired of bonds, Bierman has this to say.
It's their choice. It's a quality of life issue. I mean, this project can move forward and be built, but we think it would be very detrimental to the downtown. I would go as far as to say devastating to the downtown. It would forever change the character. It would mean years, if not a decade, of construction followed by increased commercial traffic through neighborhoods. It's something that's well established as controversial and difficult in the neighborhoods. We can choose to go forward with something something like that, or we can choose to pay today to make sure it never happens. And that choice is in the hands of our residents, and on City Council, we'll live with whatever they want.
I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.